Sure.
Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis with you on this Wednesday. And we are now joined on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport. Couldn't make the show tomorrow, so we are talking to him now. TD, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you?
Doing great. TD, obviously, hate that you couldn't make it down to Mobile for the Senior Bowl, actually. So, not down there, but did have some news yesterday for the Titans. Brian Daboll has been hired as the next offensive coordinator. That's somebody we talked a lot about last week. Feels like it's a really good fit for Cam Ward in this Titans offense under Robert Saleh.
Yeah, it is actually a really good fit. You look at some of the things that he has done in the past. Obviously, the quarterbacks, you know, you're talking Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, you know, a quiet one, Chad Pennington. So, and more recently with Jackson Dart. And I think you have to look at the roots of his concepts, right? It's the Earhart Perkins. So you see a lot of the spread. You see the vertical concepts, play action. And those are all good things that match Cam. But I think the best part of it is the way he worked with Charlie Weiss and Bill Belichick to kind of modify that and incorporate more run concepts. And then that makes the play action more effective. And we know what happened down the stretch, right, for the Titans. They started running the football more, and you saw Cam really start to elevate. So I think it's all a really good match. And I would expect to have a good year with Brian Daboll and Cam Ward working together.
TD, as you look at this coaching staff, lots of experience at the top. Robert Saleh, I believe 7 years as a defensive play caller. You mentioned all the experience for Brian Daboll. Bones Fossil comes back as the special teams coordinator. How important was that for the Titans in this process to bring in guys who you don't have to worry about them learning on the job? They've done this plenty, and they can just hit the ground running once they get in the building.
Yeah, I think it's critical. And the thing is, these are guys that have experience in the role that they are actually, working in, right? So, you know, you have a coordinator with experience as a coordinator. You don't have a head coach with experience as a coordinator being a first-time head coach. And I know, you know, that first time, that first go-around was tough for Brian Callahan. So it is important from that perspective. It allows him to hit the ground running. There's a lot less trial and error. On the job type of training, that trial and error has happened throughout their career, and so you're seeing a good product.
Hey, TD, as we look at the change in the coaching structure here with Robert Saleh and moving to the 4-3 defense, mm-hmm. just looking at how it affects the draft, I wasn't sure how Reuben Bain would be much of a perfect fit for the Titans defense in their multiple 3-4, but he sure looks like a lot better fit for them at number four now than he would have before. Now, David Bailey from Texas Tech is also a great player, but is Bain a more natural fit for them?
That's a good question, Corey. And I don't really think that Bain is a more natural fit as much as I think he gives them maybe a little more versatility, because you can bump him inside and play that 3-tech. At times, or even like the 4-eye, you know what I mean? So I think that is something to look at. But to me, when you look at, and Jake, we talked about this last Thursday, right? When you look at Avril Reese, you look at, you know, David Bailey, you look at Reuben Bain, I think those are all guys that fit this scheme pretty well and in different ways. And so it's going to be interesting seeing that work out. But I tell you another thing, though, you look at the Senior Bowl, you know, T.J. Parker out of Clemson. I mean, I was watching him on some of those one-on-ones they had televised, and like, that long arm he has is something vicious. Then you look at Derek Moore from Michigan. I mean, he has a bull rush. There are a couple, like, he just smoothly escorted a tight end back into the running back, and then you saw him run through one of the tackles, you know, coming off the edge. So if they do decide to go receiver first, which I wouldn't recommend, there are some guys like Derek Moore, you know, that they could get at the top of the second, like those fringe first round guys. Because you know how it is, every year there's 40 first rounders, there's only 32 spots.
Yeah, and you know, I guess I'm with you. I mean, they certainly need help on the edge, and you know, they've got Femi coming back, so we'll see how he fits into that scenario. But you know, as they search for a one at wide receiver. Can they do that in round two? Because I don't think they can do it in free agency.
Yeah, I don't know that this team is going to necessarily have a one, to be honest with you.
It's going to be tough, I think.
Yeah, and look, Jordan Tyson is enticing because he is a guy that, you know, will give you that yak. You know what I mean? He's a guy that, you know, kind of fits that mold. Carnell Tate is a playmaker, but to me, there's always that tax on edge defenders, and I think that makes, you know, the third or fourth best, or the second or third best edge rusher more valuable than the best wide receiver, if you follow what I'm saying, when you look at the board horizontally. You know, and so to me, I think you could go back later and get a receiver that could be impactful. It doesn't necessarily have to be a number one, but he could be an impactful receiver. And, you know, to get back on the Senior Bowl theme, Ted Hurst out of Georgia State is, you know, he's 6'3", 185. The guy runs like a deer, and he goes up and gets the football. In fact, he had a really good catch yesterday, a one-hander on one-on-ones in the end zone. He's someone you could get, you know, third round. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that he'll come in and be your Malik Nabers or anything like that, but he could be an impactful player. And I've seen firsthand, you know, from covering the Eagles, you know, in their Super Bowl year, this team, they didn't have a dominant number one. You know, they had Nelson Aguilar, Torrey Smith, Alshon Jeffery, Mac Hollins, and it was just a collection. But it's like, okay, who do you take away? Because you take this person away, someone else is going to excel. So I kind of like that basketball team, like the Golden State Warriors. You got five that could score 20 at any given night.
This is a pretty good five. There are a couple of ones in there, TD.
Yeah.
Talking with Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. TD, I know the weather stopped you from getting down there, but a big story from the Senior Bowl has been Diego Pavia, local over at Vanderbilt, and the height was listed 5'9 and 3/4, lower than his listed height of 6 feet. But
7/8, Jake.
Sorry, 7/8. Don't want to slight him at all. But TD, there were some clips that came out from yesterday of him making some pretty impressive throws down there at the Senior Bowl. How do you view Diego Pavia as a draft prospect as he goes through the motions down there in Mobile?
Yeah, I mean, he's a day three guy. And just in watching it on NFL Network, he threw a couple corner routes where he drove that ball really nicely. He threw one down the field. I forget who the receiver was. From Baylor. From Baylor. He pushed it down the field.
That's right.
And it was Colton Hood was in coverage. He beat Colton Hood. But, you know, I think we look at it. He's a day three guy. I mean, that really what it boils down to. And, I mean, teams aren't going to draft a guy day three and design an offense around him. I think he's someone that will be a good backup and come in and win you three or four games if need be. You know, just kind of catch lightning in a bottle, so to speak. But you're not going to build an offense around him. And when you're 5'9", you know, I always believe that size is not a skill, but it is an attribute. So when you look at this, right, you're 5'9", you got guys that are 6'4", 6'5", some are even 6'6". You got to try to find those passing lanes. So it just gives you another element that you have to overcome. That's not to say it can't be done, right, because you know, I'm old enough to have seen Doug Flutie. Corey, you are too, right?
And that's right.
Jake, you've seen Russell Wilson. You know, we've seen Drew Brees at 6 feet even.
Kyler Murray.
You know, be able to do it. Yeah, Kyler Murray as well. So it can be done, but it's just tougher.
Yeah, Doug Flutie was – I remember when he came up with the Chicago Bears, that was a circus. But obviously had some great years with the Buffalo Bills. Hey, before the draft, though, TD, we've got free agency. It's not that far away. And I'm really shopping the cornerback market. Who do you think is a good match for the Titans to bring in to give them some depth at corner?
Well, I think you saw them towards the end of the year, Alante Taylor, you know, with the Saints.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a guy that I think – fits really well. He's not going to be a huge contract to have to absorb. And then he's a fiery player, an emotional player. I think you kind of put him in that DeMondre Lenore type of role. Like you look at what, you know, he did for Robert Saleh. I think, you know, the skill set is similar. The feistiness is similar. So that's the guy that I would look at. Greg Newsome is another one that I would consider. Yeah. But I think Taylor is a better fit because he's a better outside corner, whereas Newsom, for most of his career with the Browns before he went to Jacksonville, you know, he was more of a nickel guy, and I think they have that in Marcus Harris.
And let me ask you about the right guard situation. How much do you expect them to give Jackson Slater a look there, and how much do you think they just say, no, you need another year to develop, we need to bring in a starter there? Do you think they bring in competition, or do they bring in a starter?
I think they'll bring in competition, but I think that last game, you know, with Zeitler being out and Slater getting a start and showing that he could do it, I think that helped him a lot, you know, and he's coming from a smaller school, so it's going to take a little bit more of, like, getting used to that speed of the game and the strength of those guys on the interior. But,
yeah.
I mean, look, you could go out and you could sign a guard, you know what I mean, and have him compete. And you also have Corey Levin that you could play at guard if he doesn't, yep. you know, play center. So there are options there.
TD, last one for you. Robert Saleh being introduced tomorrow. I know winning the press conference doesn't really mean much, but is there anything that Titans fans should be looking for, hoping to hear from Robert Saleh as he is introduced tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, seeing Brian Daboll in place and seeing how many head coaching jobs that he was, in essence, a finalist for, the big question I know what I'm going to ask him is, what's your succession plan? How are you going to have things in place in order to be able to have him move on? Who's going to step in and have things just continue to be turnkey?
TD, always great stuff. Appreciate you jumping on. And again, Titans fans, be sure to keep up with TD on X tomorrow as all of the news comes down from the Robert Saleh introductory press conference. TD, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure. Talk to you soon. Parker, man, you dropped the ball. No Wu-Tang to bring me in, man. We're going to talk about that, but it's all good.
See you tomorrow, TD.
All right.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport joining us again. Can't make the show tomorrow, so he was gracious enough to join us today talking Senior Bowl, Brian Daboll being hired, and Robert Saleh being introduced tomorrow. We'll react to what TD had to say and much more on the other side. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly. Next man up, 1-2-5 The Game.